This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Projections, and we don't want to say anything about beating it yet, but I think we will have a very good chance to beat them.
Whatever the situation is, natural disaster, Hurricane Katrina, the people standing on those rooftops were not rich white people. Why? Why is it that the poorest people always pay the highest price? But let's figure it out. Let's do the work. Let's do the research.
Yeah, coronavirus, a catastrophe for the poor, plus coronavirus could push about a half a billion people, that's the estimate anyway, into poverty. That's worldwide. Hey, everybody, hate to start with the bleak news of coronavirus, but we always give the numbers at the top, including those who have recovered, so you are up to date, the beauty of doing live radio, so you know what's turned in the last couple of hours. Deaths in the United States, 14,762. Hey, recovered 23,774. And then you would ask, well, what is the number of confirmed cases? Because there now is more testing going on. 434,114. That's the latest numbers that I have as of 10 minutes ago. This is a disease we do not want to get. It's a respiratory illness like the flu, but 10 times worse. Don't listen to anyone who says, oh, it's just the flu. No, it's not just the flu. Coming up later this week, we're going to be joined by Clay Grubb, who is out of South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. He did the dance with the devil, COVID-19, and he's going to describe what that was like. And then you'll get a real sense of that. Coughing, fever, shakes at night, sweating through everything that you possibly have on. Just another reason to remember, please avoid that close contact. I think it does really matter, social distancing. Stay at home, wash your hands. We know it. We keep hearing the same things over and over again. It's just very strange to fight a war against something we cannot see. And that's why I think some people take it lightly, because you can't see it, even though we hear about the number of deaths, we hear about how horrific it is, we hear that it attacks not just the old, but also the young. So things to keep in mind. We certainly are going to uplift you in the show. Nick Santastasso is going to join us, and he is a motivational speaker. In fact, he opens for Tony Robbins, and he's got such a great story. He was given like a 30% chance to live, I think, when he was born, and he is very, very inspiring. So I can't wait to introduce you to him. We're going to do that in our next segment. You had plenty of thoughts about what's happening. We'll go to the mailbag coming up a little bit later on the show, too, and talk about everything in between that is affecting us in the world. Politically speaking, I have to say this at the top. Goodbye to Bernie Sanders. He dumped out of the 2020 presidential race. How about that? No more. He concluded his path to victory was impossible. Virtually impossible is pretty much what he said. So that's it. He called Joe Biden a decent man whom he plans to work with to move our progressive ideas forward, and said then together, standing united, we'll go forward to defeat Donald Trump. So that comes after a string of losses to Biden, of course, in the primary elections across the country. And that's it. So it is Joe Biden. Joe Biden says he's going to pick a female as his running mate for VP as far as the Democrats are concerned. So the stage is set. And isn't it interesting? Because all along we talked about Joe Biden, and yet 6 months ago it certainly didn't seem like he was going to be representing the Democrats. But sure enough, he is going to do just that because of how well he did on Super Tuesday, especially. For a check, maybe you're going to get yours, perhaps even on Thursday. So the stimulus flow is starting to flood into bank accounts. The first wave of payouts should happen depending on whether or not you're going to get it in the mail. It might be backed up, or if it just goes direct deposit into your account. So millions of taxpayers are going to get that extra money for whatever it is they need, probably rent, mortgage, groceries, that kind of stuff. And it'll cover, the estimate is, 60 million Americans, give or take. And the first group, of course, includes Social Security beneficiaries who filed federal tax returns that had direct deposit information. So good news for people that are waiting for that. It's not enough, we know it, but it's something, right? So I say better something than nothing. And the first paper checks will go out to families who have the lowest incomes, probably those who make less than $10,000 a year, but don't have that direct deposit information. I double-checked that today with somebody at the IRS, so I know that's what's happening, and then we'll see as this goes on. There's supposed to be other waves, and I know it's been frustrating for a lot of people. The unemployment rate, of course, has absolutely soared. When you have 30 million people plus in that situation lining up, and in some of the areas I saw, there was no social distancing going on because you're trying to get in and out and trying to grab applications and do what you have to do to get that unemployment, where through no fault of your own, because of this horrific pandemic, you were furloughed, you were eliminated, let's say, and now you find yourself in that situation of having to feed mouths. Almost all of the federal protective equipment stockpile has been depleted. So 90% of it is depleted, according to the Health and Human Services Department. Final shipments of N95 respirators, surgical and face masks, face shields, gowns, all that kind of stuff. So PPE out, done, according to what the House Oversight Committee is saying. 10% of the stockpile reserved for federal workers not sent to the state. So just 10% of that stays at this point. Which, by the way, in Washington, D.C., so in the District of Columbia, they're saying the worst is going to hit them possibly in June. So, you know, the crazy waves that we've talked about, that's part of it, is how long do you wait depending on the area? Because we know when we look at a map of what the coronavirus has done, New York is the deadliest with almost 5,500 deaths, but 13,000 recovered. New Jersey's two with over 1,500 dead, and Michigan is three. It's a horror show in Michigan. They are struggling there, and because they don't have enough PPE to go around, so you have people who would normally work on the front lines in healthcare saying, I got nothing. I cannot do this unless I have something to work with. Otherwise, it's just a foregone conclusion that I don't even have a prayer of fighting this thing. Some other peculiar deals about the coronavirus. I mentioned this. People think it's just for the older people, that they're the ones we have to watch out for, and of course, somewhat true, but there are plenty of people that are under 50 years old that have perished, sadly, because of the coronavirus. Conrad Buchanan, just 39, died after 2 weeks of battling it. He's a DJ. Hats off to him and his family. That's tough. Stay with us.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
right.
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're going to love our next guest. Oh, he will lift you up, and who we need to be lifted up in this country and across the world, because I know we have people listening to us outside of our borders, across the pond. A big shout out to all of you in England and some of those other areas where I know you tune in. Nick Santanastasso joins us now. He's the guy who, like I said, really lifts you up, and he's so good that he opens for Tony Robbins. You got to be good at lifting a crowd up if you can do that, and he can lift a crowd up on his own anyway. Nick, thanks so much for popping on.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you. I'm grateful for the opportunity.
So, first of all, let's tell your story. I said this before you came on when I was going to a break. I said that you had like a 30% chance to live. There was a chance that your organs were going to go when you were born. Tell the listeners, for the three people that don't know you, what happened when you were a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm 23 years old. In 1996, when my mom went in for a late ultrasound, you know, they pulled the baby up on the screen and said, you know, something's extremely wrong. And they said that your baby boy's limbs weren't being developed. And so what they classified me with was Hanhart syndrome. And what Hanhart syndrome is a super rare genetic disorder that either leaves the babies with undeveloped limbs or undeveloped organs. And so at the time of my birth in 1996, I was the 12th baby in medical history that they've ever seen this happen to. And out of the 12, eight of those babies have passed away due to undeveloped organs. And so, you know, they're hooked up to machines. They can't breathe on their own. They can't eat on their own. And they later on pass away. And so, you know, my parents chose, during my mom being pregnant with me, they chose to focus on that 30% of me living rather than the 70, because focusing on the negative will never serve you. And thoughts become things, right? And so when I was born, my mom, you know, they took me away and did tests on my organs, and the doctors came back and said, Mr. and Mrs. Santanastasso, your baby boy's organs are 100% healthy, and the only thing that was affected was his limbs. So for those listening, I was born with no legs and one arm, with a one finger on my left arm.
Well, the Santa Anastasio family was very, very smart because of what you just said, that it is about thoughts, and that's what you learn from an early age, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always say my parents are the superheroes, and I'm just the offspring. And the reason I say that is because, you know, as parents, you're really cultivating your kids' mindsets by your actions, by your words, the way you show up, the way you pick up the phone. You don't know all these things. Whether you think your kids are listening, they may not always be listening, but I promise you they're always watching. And so, you know, my parents at an early age, they sat me down and said, Nick, the world's not going to stop for you because you're born like this, and you're going to have to figure out how to adapt to the world and figure out how to do things Nick's way. And so, you know, tough love, but they would sit me down with my clothes and say, all right, Nick, you know, you got to figure it out. And they would give me verbal suggestions, and I'd, you know, tinker with my clothes, and I'd fall down and get pissed off and say, why are you not dressing me? But my parents were actually doing two very important things. The one was they were getting me early on comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think oftentimes, you know, especially in this generation, a lot of kids or a lot of humans in general are actually coddled, right? And they're not used to being in uncomfortable situations. They're not used to facing failure, or they have the wrong meaning attached behind failure. And so, you know, they were teaching me to be comfortable with uncomfortable situations. And then the second most important thing that they were doing, which we can all adapt and adopt, is being solution-oriented. You know, rather than reacting to problems, they got my brain focused on just simulating solutions. You know, how am I going to get on the chair? How am I going to feed myself? How am I going to put my clothes on? And so that's, you know, two things that we can all adopt is, you know, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable and, you know, programming our brains just to stimulate solutions rather than focusing on the problem.
So it's no surprise to me that you're a motivational speaker because that was drilled into you, you know, at a very young age. As you said, you weren't coddled. You had to do it, but you were presented with the solution. So you're a solutions-oriented person, and that served you well. Did you ever think that you would be on the amazing stages you are and travel around the world the way you have the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's crazy because I always say, you know, I feel like my dad is always weirdly right. And what I mean by that is, you know, I was worried as a kid, you know, how am I going to be financially independent? Can I work a regular job? And, you know, my dad always said, Nick, like, you could be a sports announcer, you could be a broadcaster, you could be a speaker. The way that you deliver is amazing. And I love your voice. And, you know, sometimes it takes someone from, you know, your outside your inner world to really, you know, say, hey, you got this gift. And you should probably, you know, craft it. It's kind of like having a dusty trophy on the shelf and your mom comes over and she shines it. You notice it more when you craft that gift. And for me, those, you know, people in my life were my business partners and my best friends now. But when I moved to Tampa about 3 years ago, it's funny you were talking about Tony, because when I moved to Tampa 3 years ago, I was in this small little mastermind, and this guy was like, hey, you know, what's your story? And I'm like, oh, you got a lot of time. I got a long story. And so I shared my story. And one of the first things he said to me was, you're going to be on stage with Tony Robbins one day. And my reply to him was, who's Tony Robbins? And because I was a 20, 21 year old kid, I haven't gotten to personal development. But, you know, fast forward, that's my best friend and business partner, Ratmir, who, you know, really was like, hey, bro, like, your story's amazing. You just got to really craft the way that you articulate it and your storytelling. And, you know, fast forward 3 years later in the company, and I'm alongside the great man, you know, traveling the world. And I'm just blessed and I'm grateful to be able to harness my unicorn body and my unicorn abilities to wake people up and show them that, you know, it's not the physical body that holds you back, but really the biggest disability you can have is a bad mindset.
So what would you tell people now who are really, really focused on this pandemic and they feel stuck and they're looping around and they can't get to that solution or what's next or how do I refocus and reimagine?
Yeah, absolutely. So in this time, you know, it's crazy that no one planned for this, right? Our problems, the things that we think are problems, are actually gifts once we learn from them. And, you know, the one thing that I know is there's always people in a worse off situation. That's like the cliche answer, right? But if you really want to dive deeper, we are in control of what we focus on, like we were saying earlier. And so in this time of pandemic, in this time of being home, you know, this is a time to be more present with your family. This is a time to focus on the weaknesses in your business. This is a time to maybe start your business. Or maybe this is the time to learn a new language. I mean, you know, this is the one time in adults' lives where they really have time that they're home, you know, for a long period of time. And so the question that I'd like to challenge or ask the viewers and the listeners right now is, during this time that you're home, there's either two outcomes that are going to happen. This may sound aggressive, but one, you're going to become fatter, lazier, and less smart, and your blade is going to be less, you know, sharp. It's going to be more dull. Or you can spend this time on focusing on your weaknesses and strengthening them. This is a time to invest in yourself, listen to podcasts, you know, really dive deep on things that you didn't have the time before to learn, and that way that you can come off, you know, stronger, smarter, more fit. And, you know, another tip, especially for the people that are listening that are stuck in quarantine at home, you need to change your physiology. You need to change your state. You need to get your body moving, especially when you're, you know, sitting in your house the whole time. And so I would suggest to schedule, you know, 15, 20-minute periods where you're getting your body moving, right? Whether that's getting in the cold shower, doing push-ups, you know, a light jog around the house, whatever you can do, because you want to change your body. You want to change your physiology, which is going to change your emotions and lead to, you know, more positive actions. But really, is this a problem or is this a time to invest in your family? Is this a problem or is this time to invest in your weaknesses and learn new skills and things that you can provide more value to people? And especially when everyone's eyes are glued to the radio and the media and all that stuff, you determine how much, you know, media and social media that you consume. And I don't think people know this, but when you are fearful, it drastically lowers your immune system. And so you really want to focus on things that aren't going to make you fearful, which, to be honest, a lot of the media and social media is going to put you in a fearful state. And so really you have to be very conscious of what you're consuming. You know, your mind is a garden, right? And if you don't tend that garden, weeds are going to grow. And so just be very conscious of where you're putting your energy, where you're putting your time. And, you know, how are you showing up in the household? You know, are you sitting around in the same clothes or are you getting up and getting dressed and doing your makeup and doing all the things to create that momentum like you're going to work every day because your kids are watching? What kind of standard are you setting for your kids around the house?
That is incredible advice, a perfect place to end this. We could talk all night. We'll have you back on again. And I know you have a present for the listeners, something that you want to leave that will motivate them even more.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, we're talking about a time of uncertainty. We're talking about a time of anxiety and stress. And I don't know if the viewers know this, I learned this as well, that the emotion of gratitude outweighs all the negative emotions. It's emotionally impossible for you to feel grateful and sad, grateful and stressed, grateful and angry at the same time. And so what I want to give out is just a free gratitude exercise. It's like a 5 to 7 minute meditation that we can all go through. We can implement it with ourselves and our family. And if people go to audio.victor, like V-I-C-T-O-R, nick.com. So audio.victornick.com.
Download it. Excellent.
Yeah, Victor Nick, that's a free gratitude exercise for everyone.
I love it.
There, and,
We're grateful for you. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Nick. Good luck. We'll have you on again. See you on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are some signs of hope in the nation's epicenter. The number of people being admitted to hospitals in New York has slowed, even as the number of victims has jumped by almost 800 since Tuesday. It's another record of high deaths. But Governor Andrew Cuomo says the curve has begun to flatten. COVID-19 hospitalizations have been leveling off for 3 straight days.
That curve is purely a function of what we do day in and day out. If we stop what we are doing, you will see that curve change.
In the longer term, the projected U.S. death toll is now 60,000, which is down from a week ago when it was 90,000. The governor says that is because of social distancing. He has also ordered flags in the state to be flown at half-mast to honor the people who died. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
All right, I'm in the mail bag, and this comes to us from Linda, who says, Kate, what do you think of the fact that it looks like really more Americans than not are paying attention? They're doing the social distancing and they're concerned about other people, realizing that if they don't do the right things, they could accidentally kill people. So running to people's houses, partying, going to secret weddings and that kind of stuff is off the menu for now. I have to say I'm very proud of my neighborhood. I live in Tucson, Arizona. We listen to you proudly on KVOI. I love this crowd from Tucson because you always say, I listen to you on KVOI. And you know the call letters, the whole thing. You got it down. And you didn't tell me the suburb, though. Anyway, and goes on to say, we really have been cheering each other on from afar. A couple of birthday parties for some young kids in my neighborhood. We formed a little procession of cars, like you've seen, I'm sure, on the tube, and that worked out well. And I feel really good about our chances. Well, that's exactly what you want to do, of course, is to avoid what we keep saying, the contact with people, because sneezing, coughing, the whole thing that we know, right? Wearing the mask now. And I think that's why you look at some of the areas, and granted, some of them are more crowded. Some of them, there's no rhyme or reason. But there are also some very big cities and big suburbs where all of the people on the front lines, the doctors who know this, Fauci being number one, Anthony Fauci just screams this from the top of his lungs, that this is what you need to do, that this is an enemy we're fighting that we can't see. So while the numbers in New York are going to get uglier, while this is going to be a tough week, and they say the 12th of April is going to be a terrible, because you're right in the middle of the terrible, terrible day, it looks like the apex is near in some places, and that's a very, very good thing, which has now led the White House to say, and crew on the coronavirus patrol, I'll call it, with their updates, really pretty optimistic, cautiously optimistic, that the number of people who will die from this won't be as high as 250,000. Because remember, a number was dropped out a couple of weeks ago, 100,000 to 250,000, which is very grim. If that number is any lower, of course, lower, the low, we don't want to lose anyone. But that's a good thing. So there are people supporting each other in this, reminding each other about this, because you don't want to go out and sneak off to some place where there's a gathering of people for some backyard barbecue because everybody seems healthy. And then you find out that suddenly, guess what? Somebody had the coronavirus and passed it on. And those are the stories I hate to hear. And some didn't know. I mean, there's a story about back in February that a family gathered together for a funeral in Chicago. And one of the friends had been out of state, a little bit sick with respiratory symptoms. And before long, 16 people from 5 to 86 had the novel coronavirus. And 3 died. But this, again, was in February, so what was being said then is much different than what is being told now, and the warnings about social distancing, the shutdowns, and stay at home, and surviving, and all of that. So very, very sad, because they went to a funeral. And then there's these stories about people who went skiing, and they were skiing, and it spread. And then there's the people who went to choir practice. They went to choir practice. They sat apart from each other. And lo and behold, they got symptoms, and many of them got sick. So we know that you cannot put yourself or your family in danger by doing that. What's interesting is medical facilities are popping up all over, and this is the question that I got from Hal, who says, Kate, what do you know about some of these pop-up med centers where they're putting in beds to handle what they think is going to be a huge pandemic wave of people that come down with COVID-19? Well, like Louisiana. In Louisiana, they've got cabins and trailers in state parks because they need to isolate people that are sick. In Seattle, they've got a soccer field that has 200 beds. They've turned it into a facility there. And, of course, in New York, we know the 6-block-long Javits Convention Center, which is huge on the west side of Manhattan. I mean, Comic-Con is there. It's giant. It's great because they're going to have plenty of room for people, the wave of people that they expect that are going to come in. You know, I didn't know these statistics and started to look into it when all this happened, but we've got 924,100 hospital beds. And that's the entire U.S. that we know of. Most of them are occupied on a typical day, right? And these are numbers not pulled from thin air. They're from the American Hospital Association. So in a severe pandemic, like the one that killed my great-grandmother in 1918, that Spanish flu pandemic, 38 million people would have needed medical care. That would have been 9.6 million hospitalizations, 2.9 million intensive care stays back then. I read that part of the statistic from, I think, the Washington Post. And so that put that into even more perspective for me. And think about that and how many people we have in the United States. And I'll tell you what, Wuhan, which is where this all started, they finally got their first day out. I mean, there's some new things that are happening and they're very cautious about what's going on. Of course, everybody has a mask, all of that, but people were cleared to go outside again, and this is after like 76 days where they were sheltering in place because of the way that tore through that very, very big city, and shutting it down the way they did caused it to go in the reverse direction that we know of, because we're trusting some of the numbers, right? And, you know, it's like you look at Louisiana and my heart just breaks. I say this all the time for the people in Louisiana, anybody dealing with this. All of us are in this together. But you look at what they're doing and being aggressive as they can. Somebody asked me about the homeless people. And you know what? Some of those cabins in the state parks, they're using them to shelter homeless people or people that can't go back to their homes because they're waiting for the coronavirus test results that they don't have yet at this point. All right, let's go to this one from Bobby, who says, Kate, is it true the rumors, and you would be the woman to ask, is it true that Major League Baseball could come back in May, only nobody will get to see it because they will play in those spring training parks in front of nobody to get some of the baseball season in? Yeah, they're I think I said this on one of the shows, that it leaked out a couple of days ago, and so then they had to get in front of it once it leaked out. But it's very preliminary. Major League Baseball and the Players Union, they're talking about staging a season in Phoenix's Chase Field and the surrounding stadiums. And, of course, there was some resistance to that. But the idea that if they could do it, they could get the season going, they could move ahead hypothetically, and they would start the season, and then once everything was okay, you could go back into normal life and you'd have some of those games already bagged, so to speak. But can you imagine? For the hotels in Phoenix, it would be good. If they could, they'd have to really have everything constantly wiped down, cleaned, like to the 10th degree, but you have 1% hotel occupancy in the United States across the board, so that would help them. I'm sure in some ways they would like it, because in typical circumstances, Major League Baseball teams occupy about 55 hotel rooms for its traveling staff, but now if you're talking about all the franchises relocating, then you'd have at least 100 or more with each team, and then there'd be other things, physicians and trainers and probably clubhouse attendance, all of that. So I don't know. Will it happen or not? Could you do it with a skeleton crew and really pull it off? You could. Could people watch it? Here's what I thought as soon as they said this. You could stream it, right? So somebody who's part of the crew can easily, it's not going to be a great setup, but they could stream the game. You could probably even find most of the people, there's always somebody on the team that can call a game. And I don't know, maybe somebody calls a game, but is this the wisest thing to do? I mean, there's so many question marks about would that be dangerous? Could people be exposed? What about everything in between? I think sports, you know, you're talking about human life, sports takes a back seat, and it is very strange, but our life is different now, and I think once we get through it, and, you know, things are lifted, at least temporarily, hopefully for longer than that, nothing is ever going to bounce back to the same thing, we can figure it out in a different way. All right, I want to squeeze this one in, and this one is from Eddie, and he says, Kate, I just want to tell you that I love the way that you give us what is really truly happening so we know it, but at the same time, you're informing us of some of the good stuff that's out there, because, boy, do we need to be lifted right now. We, and I'm speaking for myself, we, meaning myself, my family, my friends, and we get pummeled by these horrible stories, and just it makes you feel worse and worse and worse. And the last thing we want to do is shelter in place where we can't get ourselves going, because we're going to have to get to the back to the business of life, so we should be living it right now, only a little bit differently. Thanks for that. Send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, What the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Partisan games, and we don't want that, the obstruction, or totally unrelated agendas. We want to do this for the small businesses and the workers, and we can do a phase four, and a phase four will be later. This will be an expansion of what we've already done.
We want to assure everybody, if you don't get a loan this week, you'll get a loan next week or the following week. The money will be there.
Yeah, tail end of the show. It is about the money, isn't it? Because you can tell people are panicked. Why? Money's just paper, right? I say that all the time. Money is paper. But it is paper that pays for the shelter that is on top of us, for the food that you need to feed your kids. It is, whether it was shells back in the old days or whatever form of currency you had, you got to have some of it. So the small businesses that find themselves cratering are coveting those loans because they know they need them to be able to stave off complete elimination. And, you know, you got millions of jobless claims that are mounting because more layoffs are happening because, you know, how long do you go? We have the big question mark, and we don't know what it is. So you think of restaurant workers, you think of other gig workers where you have a gig economy. And so what is good about a gig economy is some of the freedom of it, the possibilities, all of that. But in the middle of a pandemic and having a couple gigs that were pretty good all of a sudden go away is very, very, very tough. So a big question that kept coming up is, should U.S. workers be paid while we're in the state that we're in? Is there a better way to handle this? Is there a better path to this? Is there a better system? Is there a better way? And what could it be? Certainly at this point, the small business loans, the unemployment insurance right now is our most workable option, and there probably will be more money that will be doled out to struggling businesses, and that's what's going to happen. This payment protection plan, businesses with fewer than 500 employees applying for loans of up to $10 million to fund payroll and other expenses that are fully guaranteed by the Small Business Administration. Now, if you haven't heard this, firms have to keep their employees. This is good if you're an employee. Firms have to keep their employees or rehire them if they've already laid them off. And as long as 75% of the money is used for wages, 8 weeks of the operating costs don't have to be repaid, which helps because then, and then the rest of the loan carries just a 1% interest rate. That will help some of these small businesses because then you got to get back on your feet. And what is that going to be like? And some businesses aren't excited about that because they think it's going to be very, very tough to do that. But I think you have it just head on. You don't have a lot to lose by applying for the loans because you don't get penalized after the crisis is over in a couple of different ways. I mean, let's hope for the big bounce. And I love that people that can are trying so hard to support businesses. So whether it's, okay, takeout business, they throw the pizza on the porch and you've already prepaid for it, or you're going to the restaurant, you're in the car, windows up, just one little back door, they put the bag in with their gloves and their mask, and you have your mask on and you're in the car, but you're supporting local business. And I know in my neighborhood, that's the push, is to support local business. And the local business is giving back because they're cutting down on some of what they would normally charge. And it's a big enough area that if people kind of rotate in and out, they have a better chance to survive, which makes it much more bearable, I guess, the possibilities for so many who are just wondering what happens after this. I mean, that's why the mindset is so, so important. All right, what about stocks? Every time I look at stocks, you know, I feel like I've walked into a casino. I've said this before, and because I lived in Vegas, the casino analogy really hits home with me because I wasn't a big gambler, but I did a show from a casino. It was the Hilton in Las Vegas. Art Manteris was awesome. He was the sports book. He ran the sports book there. And you'd go in and you could just tell when people were up and when people were down. And when I look at the market, that's the feeling. And because that's what it is. We're at the craps table. And now with a pandemic. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 26.13 points, erasing gains after climbing about 1,000 points earlier in the day. So it was looking good early on. Standard & Poor's lost 0.2%, and at one point it was up 3.5%. So what happened was the gains were there more in the morning, and then they slid. And part of that was late trading after the price of U.S. crude oil slid more than 9%. We had Bob Kavner on, a longtime energy executive, the other day, and he talked about crude and the power of crude and what was happening. And energy markets are pretty volatile. Traders are looking for signs that Saudi Arabia and Russia could back off, might back off, who knows, their price war and cut back on some of their production. So demand for oil plummeting due to the weakened economy and any cutback in production would prop up its price. So you've got that meeting, and he talked about it, between OPEC, Russia, and other producers planned for Monday that was pushed back to Thursday, and we'll see what comes out of that meeting, because that's a very, very big deal, obviously. And then you look at, you know, it's interesting. I mentioned the casinos, and you talk about money. Las Vegas operates on casinos and hotels and the hospitality industry because of all the conventions that are held there. It's the number one convention place besides Orlando, or it certainly was. But the spread of COVID-19 and the shutdown of the casinos is putting cash reserves of some big resort companies to the breaking point. The Nevada governor ordered a 30-day closure for all businesses, of course. And the Strip, you know, some of the most iconic places ever, where you don't tell any time, you know, they make jokes about it. It's just a pure ghost town. We've had lots of people on from Las Vegas. And you look at how they're burning cash and what's going on with some of the big boys. So big boys would be MGM Resorts and Caesars Entertainment. I guess they've got money, it's projected to have enough money to last 8 to 16 months. That's according to Barron's. They're the ones that have thrown out that figure. So do the math on that. 8 to 16 months, they got to get it cranking. And then will people go back to the casinos? And what does it mean? MGM Resorts International, 9 months. You know what they burned through 9 months? $14.4 million a day. You know, we started off with money, $14.4 million. Wow. How about this one? And, of course, that's the highest number. But then you have Penn National, 5.5 months, $6.4 million a day. Mm-hmm. Golden Entertainment, 10.4 months, $1 million a day. You get the drift here. Boyd Gaming, if you look them up, they're huge. 9.5 months, burning $3.2 million a day. So they're not going to be able to sustain that. It's an incredible economic fallout. It's incredible. And how ironic. I mean, the casinos now have to go into a different line to ask Congress for emergency funds to bail the industry out of financial trouble, because the pandemic is battering the tourism market, certainly in the U.S., and absolutely in Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. It is tough times there, that's for sure, as everywhere else. But keep the faith. Together we will prevail. We are all in this together. Send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Mahalo, everyone.
I once lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, I didn't care, always taking my friends out for a good time, buying champagne, gin, and wine, but just as soon as my dough got...
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone when fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.